The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, Bisha'at Tova Umuslachat, and Zechut of the Limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf Kuf Yud. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, the Rabbi Moshe ben Nun, Aruch Hashem, Tenichem ben Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Yud Amud Lishon. We are starting on the second line. Gemara now is going to relate a few stories. Kisalik Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar came from Bavel to Eretz Israel. Always Kisalik, he went up. Eretz Israel, that was considered up. So he went up from Bavel to Eretz Israel. Ashkechen Zaidi. So he found Zaidi. Amar le Ika Tana de Atniye le Rav. There was a Tana, a rabbi, an expert, that taught Rav. Kahal, this kahal, that if you roast it without kiri'ah, it's asur. He came up. This is, anybody have a tradition on this? This kahal, that if you roasted it without cutting it, that Rav said it's asur. So it says, Ahviyel Rav Yitzhak bar Avudimi. So he pointed over there, Rabbi Yitzhak Avudimi is over there. And he said, yeah, he's teaching that Rav said it's forbidden. That if you didn't cut it open and you roasted it, so he's the rabbi, go over there. Amar le, so the rabbi said, what do you mean? Ani lo sheniti lo, kehal kol ikar. I never discussed the subject of kehal at all. I didn't teach this, I didn't discuss this at all. Ve'rav bik'am matza. Oh, famous Gemara. Rav found a valley, v'gadar ba'gadir, and he built a fence around the valley, which means, I never taught him that it's asur, but Rav lived in a certain place, and he saw that people were being lackadaisical in a certain halakha, so therefore he had to build a fence around the halakha in order to protect them from isur. Which means, really, I taught him that if you didn't cut the kahal and you roasted it, it's really permissible. Why is Rav being osir? Bik'am matza. He found a valley that was open, so he had to build a fence around the valley to protect. Oh, what happened? The Rav ikla le tatlafush. It's the name of a place. Shama lai iteta de ka'amla le havirta. She heard a certain lady that was telling a friend, Riv'ad de bisra kama halaba ba'e le bashule. Wow. You have a quarter liter of basar. How much milk do you need to cook it? What's the ratio? And we're cooking milk and meat. That was going on in that place. She says, what's the recipe? I'm using a quarter of a liter of meat. Liter of meat. How much milk do you need to cook? Amar, lo gemiri de basar b'halav asur? These people don't know that basar b'halav is forbidden. They're much cooking with basar b'halav. I'akav. He stayed in that place and he was osir the kahal. Why? Because he had to go extreme. That even if you roasted it without kiri'ah, which is permissible, for this town it's asur. Why? Because he has to go to the extreme. So bik'ah matzah v'gedir gadarba. Really, Rav, oh, really, I taught Rav, it's permissible. See, the rabbi came from Bavil. Hey, who's the one that taught Rav that it's forbidden? Oh, that's the rabbi. I didn't tell him anything. He went to a certain place. He saw they were being lenient. So he went and had to, you know, he had to build a fence. Gemara says, Rav Kana Matni Hachi. Rav Kana has a story like this. Rabbi Yosef Bar Abba Matne. That was Rav Kana's version. Rabbi Yosef Bar Abba Matne has a different version of the story over here. Anna, when I taught Rav, that if you don't make a kiriyah, the kal zasur kehal shel minika shanitilo umepilpulo shel bihaya shana lekahal stam. I was talking about a different type of kahal. I was talking about the kahal of an animal that's nursing. Now, that animal that's nursing, the milk is now kanus. The milk is there, and there's a lot of milk. It's not swallowed in the meat anymore. Because since she's nursing, there's a lot of milk. So I told him, if you don't cut it open and you roast it on a nursing animal, shenitilo. And what happened? When the Nevhiya went and taught it over to Rav, umepilpulosh Nevhiya, Nevhiya was very harif, shana lekahal stam. He didn't explain to them, I was talking about a minika, because the Nevhiya held that they can understand it on their own. But they didn't, which means the Nevhiya was very smart. So he didn't have to explain everything clearly. He said, kahal, if you don't cut it open, it's a sunnah. He knew it's talking about a minika. Because that's pashut. Why else would you have to cut it open? Because it's a minika, there's a lot of milk. But he didn't say it beferush to the students. So Rav, when he heard from Reb Chaya, kahal stam, he figured kahal even if it's not a minika. So that's where the mistake took place. Again, the rabbi came from Bavin. You're the one that taught Rav that if you don't cut the kahal open, it's asur? And he said, no, I didn't teach him that. All I said was minika. When Reb Chaya said it over, he just said kahal stam, because he figured everybody understood what he was talking about. And they misunderstood him to think it's even a kahal, that's not minika. That's where the mistake came from. Okay, well, tells another story. Rabin and Rav Yitzhak bar Yosef ikla'u lebe Rav Pape. They came to the house of Rav Pape. Aitu lekamayu tafshila de kahal. So they brought in front of him the kahal. They brought this in front of him. Rav Yitzhak bar Yosef akal. One rabbi ate. Rabin lo akal. Rabin didn't eat. Amar Rabbeye, Rabin tekhla. Amai lo achal. Wow, Shlavin Shakul. Why do they call him Shakul? Because he lost his sons when he was alive. So they nicknamed him Ravin Techala. Ravin, the one that lost his children. How come you're not eating? Mechti, debitu de Rab Pape berated Rabbi Yitzhak Nafha Havai. Which means the wife of Rab Pape, she prepared it. She's the daughter of Yitzhak Nafha. The Rabbi Yitzhak Nafha, Mare de Uvdava. He was a big Sadiq. If it wasn't for the fact that he must have heard it from his father-in-law, or she must have heard it from her father, the Bin Abiya, which means, who prepared it? The Rebbetzin. The Rebbetzin's father was a big Sadiq. So therefore, she's not going to serve you kahal unless she must have heard it from her father. Therefore, you could trust it. Why aren't you eating? That's the story. Continue. Besura lo achli kahle. In Surah, they didn't eat it at all. Even if they cut them, they didn't eat the kahle at all. The pumpedita achli kahle. Pumpedita, they ate it. They're mahmir over there. Pumpedita, they weren't mahmir. Rame bar tamre, mazrav. Rab was matir. Rab was matir if you cut it. If you cut it, Rab was matir. What do you mean? The Gemara said above that if you cut the kahal, the Mishnah says a kahal koro and it's mutar. These people were ma'amim more than the Mishnah. That even if you cut the kahal, even if you drained all its milk, it's still going to be asur. We didn't see opinion that was osir kahal.
Unless Tatla Push, the place that Rab was in Surah.
I'm not talking about. No, but he was matir ayide kiria over there in Tatla Push. Over there, he said that his matira over there. Normally, Rav was matir without kiriyah, but over there, he made you need a kiriyah. If you didn't make a kiriyah, it's going to be asur. But we haven't seen anywhere over here that you did it the right way and all that. And still, it's asur. But that's surah. Surah do mahmina to eat kahal at all. And put pedita to eat kahal. Rami bar tamre. Who is Rami bar tamre? Dehu Rami bar Dikule mi Pumpedita. Okay, he was from Pumpedita. So Pumpedita they eat. Ikla le surah b'ma'ale yom ha-dekipur. He got the surah erev yom kippur. Afkinu kula alma lekahalinu. Now in surah they don't eat kahal. So what are they doing? But you have to eat on yom kippur, erev kippur. So they were slaughtering a lot of animals and they're throwing all the kahals in the garbage because they don't eat kahal. Shadinu Azal iu nechtinu achrinu. He collected them all and ate them. See that? So here we learn, by the way, that's this, one of the sources that we bring from the Gemara, that it's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. You see over here, the rabbi went to this town and he ate all the kahals. All the kahals they threw away, he ate them. So you see, he must have ate more than the normal amount. I too the kameder of Chazda. So now I see this guy in Pumpedita eating kahal. That's illegal in Pumpedita to eat kahal. So they brought him in front of Rav Chazda. Amarle, amai ta'avidake. So what are you doing? Why are you eating all these kahals? It's against the minhag. Amarle ma'atrad Rav Yehuda anadachil. Listen, I come from a place where they eat. I'm following my minhag where I come from. Amarle velet lach. But don't you accept the ruling that says notim alav chumre hamakom shiatzam misham chumre hamakom shalach lisham? That the rule when it comes to minhagim is you always go to the chumrah. Either you have to take the minhag where you came from if it's more stringent, or you have to adopt the minhag where you went to if it's more stringent. So now you're coming to a place where we're more stringent, so you have to adopt the stringent minhag. You can't eat kahal over here. Amarle chustet chum achaltinu. Listen, that's why I went out of the border. I didn't eat it in the town. He walked 2,000 amot out of the city and he ate it over there. Ubemai tavitinu. So he told them, how did you roast it? Which means, where did you get wood outside the city to roast the kahal? Amarle befurtsane. I found some vines of the grapes over there on the sides and I burnt them. Vedilma miyai nesech avya. They're getting them. Who told you? Maybe these grapevines over here was from yai nesech. Who knows what the goyim did with them? Maybe they belong to the goyim. It's yai nesech. Amar le lahar shnei masar chodesh avu. Even if there was yai nesech in these grapes, whatever was in the grapes dried up because they were 12 months old. So therefore, there's nothing left. It's all dried up already. So you have no problem. Vedilma de gazel hava. Okay, but who said they're yours? Maybe it's gezel. You're taking wood that doesn't belong to you. Amar le yush ba'alim hava. They made Yehush, the owners. How do you know he made Yehush? They kadhu bi'u helfe. Because there was weeds growing on them already. So if the owners wanted them already, they would have came back. Already they're growing mold. You're telling me that they're coming back? They made Yehush. Hajye de lo ava manah tefillin. Wow, he's getting him. Now he sees that this rabbi is not wearing tefillin. But okay, the kahal, he answered him up. He couldn't get him on the kahal. He's not wearing tefillin. Amale, maitama lo manah tefillin. How come you don't wear tefillin? Amale chole ma'ayinu. Says, I have intestinal problems. Intestinal problems, you can't wear tefillin. Ve'amar Rav Yehuda, chole ma'ayin patur min tefillin. Hazyad de lo ava karameh chute. He wasn't wearing tzitzit. Amale, maitama litla chute. How come you're not wearing tzitzit? Amale, talit sheulai. Because it's a borrowed garment. And a borrowed garment, you don't have to put strings on the corners. 30 days, exactly. Ve'amar Rav Yehuda, talit sheula, kol 30 yom, petura min hasisit. Okay. Adahachi, aitu alu gavra delo ava mokar abu ve'eme. In the interim, they brought in front of Rav Chazda, there was a certain guy, he didn't respect his parents. He didn't respect his father and his mother. Kaftuhu. So they made him stand over there in order to give him malkut. The law is, if anybody doesn't want to fulfill him, it's vat aseh. In the olden days, they would tell him, respect your parents, I'm not. Respect your parents, I'm not. They put him down against the wall and they give him malkut. Amar lehu. So this guy, this Tamre guy, this
Rami
Bar Tamre, he says, Shafku! Leave him alone, let him go. Netanya, kol mitzvat aseh, shematan secharab besida. Any mitzvah ta'aseh that the Torah says the reward of the mitzvah ta'aseh, and bedin shelemata musarim aleha. You can't force a person. It's not a regular mitzvah ta'aseh like a lulav. The Torah says, honor your mother and father, you get a long life. So the law is any mitzvah ta'aseh that the Torah gives a reward right next to it, you can't punish. Amar le. So the Rav Chazda says, this guy's okay. Hazin alak de harifat tuva. I see you're very sharp. Amar le, yehavit ba'atred Rav Yehuda, ahvin alach hurfai. Which means, if you were with me, in the place of Rav Yehuda, pupedita, well, then I really show you my sharpness. We didn't see nothing yet. Come back to where I come from with Rav Yehuda, then you really see it. That's unbelievable. Look at that sheet, top line. Joey Henry, read the top of that sheet, kaftu. This is the guy who didn't respect his parents. Kaftu. Al Amud, on the pole.
Al Amud.
Lehal Koto.
Kintanya.
When do we say 40 Malkut and no more? That's on a Lota, say the maximum is 39 Malkut. Shekevah Nasita Avera, you did the Avera. Kegon. Ase Sukkah. Then Oseh. Tell the guy, make a Sukkah. He doesn't make the Sukkah. Ase Lulav. Go make the Lulav. Then Oseh. Mekin oto achet etzeh nafsho. Which means on a mitzvah lo ta'aseh. On a mitzvah lo ta'aseh. You did the Avera already. The guy ate the tariff. So you whip him 39 times as a punishment. But now there's a lulav on the table. You tell the guy, shake the lulav. I'm not. You beat him up. Shake the lulav. You beat him up. Until he dies. Because
or convert.
Or do it. Or do it. On something that you did already. You did it already. You ate the tariff. Okay, so we give you 39 lashes. But since the mitzvah is still in front of you, go sit in the sukkah. I'm not. Boom. So you hit him until he gets up and goes to the sukkah. Even if he dies.
More than 39.
Even more than 39. Even after he dies.
Until
sukkah's
over.
Or he dies first. Whichever comes first. Whichever comes first. Look at the next one. Or maybe less. Did you? So he sits in the sukkah. Good. Shematan sakana b'sida. That's why it says, if you're not going to do this mitzvah, you're not getting long life. So any mitzvah that already tells you the consequences, that already, that's it. Hey, you read it. We tell you what's going to happen to you. So therefore, on Kibud HaVaim, you don't get Malkut. So he told him, what are you looking for? This is a Befirush. He says, oh, you're a sharp guy. Come back with me to the Yehuda's town, and you'll see how sharp we are over there.